my little grease babies? What's up, those wayward wanderers? How's it? Yo, what's up? It's your boy, Big Bumble Bali, with that Grease Valley Radio. What's up? Yeah, yeah, it's your boy. Here with some requesting today. Ooh. So I was out looting over the weekend. I like to loot around, and I was going around the garbage cave, firstly, tons of great garbage down in there, but I was looting around and I found a QMH. Now, that stands for a Questmaster's Handbook. The Questmaster's Handbook is a legendary text. It's a book, but kind of more like a tome or a lore book. And it tells you all about secret hidden quests and the best quest spots and hidden legendary questers and what made them successful. Maybe different classes. Ooh, I heard each book may have a special subclass or different group of classes to choose from to inspire the local questers around you and help them train. And also, we'll bring you just some general updates on some of the past quests. Oh, what's up with Grigri Tok Tok? What's going on with the squirrels? I'll bring it to you, Grease Valley Radio, on top of a new recipe. Ooh-ee, another love recipe. Yas. Fill them up and then get that love. That's how it's work. We got a supply drop. We got all the good stuff. It's another classic. It's a questing episode. All those questers, look out. It's your boy coming to you, Grease Valley Radio. Stick around. Yeah, yeah, it's your boy. Before we get to the Questmaster's Handbook, let me talk about the rebuilding process. It's going great. Thank you so much for asking. The community's really coming together and we're helping rebuild from scraps. Mother Maddox has been helping collect all the debris and make it into little houses and shacks for everybody. I help with the clinic. Farmer Gibson's doing better finding some of his squirrels, but not all of them. Back to you that later. So I go looting around in the garbage cave to try and help out, and thank you guys for helping out and getting the podcast out there so we get more support and help from all around. Looting around in the garbage cave, I love to do it. I find old rotted canned food or old video games like Death Stranding. And I was looking around and I found the QMH, Questmaster's Handbook, which helps you become a questmaster. And Questmaster runs quests, they get questers under them, and they could even start their own guild. I've talked about guild camps before. They set up outside of cities or around small cities, and they're just kind of a spot to find questers, to send your quests, and they'll get them done. Each individual guild has their own kind of like special rules and payments and what they kind of jobs they do. But if you're looking for a reliable group, always look out for the Rainbow Banner pin. The Rainbow Banner are a fantastic group of questers. They're LGBT friendly, and they always get the job done right. They're friendly, great attitude about it. Just a real force of good. Makes sense. They were led by one of the most famous quest heroes, Ellie Tal. Ellie Tal was a female ranger who was a leader of communities and led the Rainbow Banner for years, and she dethroned dictators like Professor Goldfist. Just a real force of good in the world. Ellie Tal shoots a billion bows and arrows and hits you with each one from different angles. She was purely amazing. But also, you have scumfucks like the Rogues Guild and the Yipping Drakes or Quest Fiends, who just kind of scummier guilds who will skim some off at the top, maybe not do the job correctly or frame somebody for it. Just some real scummy shit. You want another good group? You talk about the Golden State Champs. And now, yes, they are a group of clones ran by the Golden State, but they're based off of this man with this beautiful bronze skin and this woman with this amber hair, and they wear gold armor and they ride chariots around to protect the highways with their golden spears and shields or axes. Some fantastic folk, and thank you for keeping the highways safe, especially from goons like the Greel Garrison, renownedly one of the better guilds until they were outlawed in the Swamp Kingdom. Keep a lookout for them. I heard they're still traveling north, so be careful. But in these guilds, they also have individual classes for each one of their people, and each Questmaster Handbook has different classes. Now, some of the classes I got in mine, I got four main ones. I got the Bard, Ranger, Druid, and Bruiser. And there's dozens of subclasses to each one, and each one uses different gadgets and weapons and equipment. So each Bard is gonna look different from each other, each Druid will do different things. Little update on each one. Bards are fantastical singing creatures, little people with any kind of instruments, usually charismatic, usually cute as hell. It's a very popular class, and you could see anything from a dude with like a little lute to who plays happy music and encourages his friends, to someone with a harp that shoots arrows, or an axe that's also a guitar and they shred a gnarly solo as they chop a moblin's head off. My favorite was Deuce Rock with the machine gun drums, and he just shot a billion people with this machine gun drum. Some people thought he was a ranger. Now, rangers are known for their DPS. They do a ton of damage. They're just meant to kill people, usually like the assassins or rogues. Real stealthy most of the time. Not all the time. Sometimes rangers just use a bazooka or a trillion machine guns and just They also use like double swords and throwing knives. Not like a druid, who's more magical, and when I mean magical, it's mainly just because they use like special herbs and mushroom goo to heal wounds and purify food and water. They're really neat. Some say they can even talk to plants and some animals. I heard a man called the Goopock Caller calls the Goopocks every night and has them sing him songs. Or the Pig Man, apparently a man turned pig during the day. Very sus, very be careful. But druids are usually chill, and they're slightly magical. That's pretty cute. I haven't heard too many magical beings, but I do know druids are supposed to have some pretty wild magical abilities. And then, you know, you got the thankless job of the Bruiser, who's gonna tank up all the damage. They're the big buff, the strong boys, they're the human shield, they're gonna keep you safe, they can intimidate bad guys. I actually traveled with the Bruiser Brigade for a little while. They all had loot chests on their back, and they would just beat the hell out of bad guys, and then put all the loot in their chest and walk away. A very, very important group, very cool people. And they go on big quests, like trying to defeat find the Infinity Goblet with the Forever Juice inside, or delivering the Undeliverable Package, or hunting after the Lost Prince. Questers do everything and anything. They're a real good group of people. I'm really liking what I'm seeing here. I'm even seeing quest spots and some quick quests, so I think I'll be back to you with that in a bit. Thanks for sticking around. This is Grease Valley Radio to you. So, let's get to it. Let's talk about the most important things in any time these days. It's a supply drop. It's a supply drop from St. Vegas. Hey, you know you're good to get all that slimy good material. Hey, oh. Bali, baby Bali.
Hide, yeah, go lock the
doors. Hey, guys.
Well, please be silent.
You know who it is. While we were out, while you were out, we did some looking around. You better open up for the fucking grease dogs next time, you little boys. The grease. Yeah, we did some looking around. We found that little recording box, and we can't get it to work. So how about this? Next time we come around, you better be home. And you're gonna make that recording box work for us, you bumblefuck. Let's go, boys.
Oh, God, they're leaving. Thank you. Thank God. thank you. So supplies, I got some supplies. It's very, I love it. I love my supplies.
St. Vegas, they're giving that nummy juice, that num juice on the block. The nummy juice will make you feel bad, bring the pain away. Some puppy food, some really, really good puppy food coming our way. Cute little cute shells from a beach they collect. They wash up all the way in their deserts, and there's these cute little shells, and they make necklaces out of them. Schmegry up, a lot of schmeg coming into town near you. Check out, get your re-up. A lot of dirt liquor, and they got some scandalous VHSs. They got the VHSs with the mommy and daddy axe and the nasty torque screw wrench and all that porny porn for you and your loved one. I gotta go check on the outside of my shack. They banged it all up. Bye bye. Bye bye. Hi. So I'm trying to get in a better mood. I'm looking at these quests, and I'm gonna bring you some of the quest spots and some quick quests real quick. I'll brighten the mood a little bit. So quest spots are just kind of popular because quests get posted here a lot. You'll always find a guild camp somewhere set up nearby. And some of the popular ones are like the Black Algae Swamps to the southeast. They're in what used to be Florida, aka now the Tip Tip. Inside the Tip-Tip, there's the Black Algae Swamps, which have a bunch of little, like, ooze creatures who slime around. They eat plant amber. They're not very dangerous, but sometimes they eat, like, people's houses. So people want the Black Algae to be killed and stomped on, which is pretty easy, unless they eat your sword and your shoes and everything. So you gotta be careful out there. They also got Goop Gators, who will goop you up and then death spiral you, so be careful. To the west, we have the Iron Beak Hills. The Iron Beak Hills, known for their beak hunters and their birds of prey. Very, very dangerous animals up there. Tons of raptors. It's just west of St. Vegas. Just west of St. Vegas, you'll find these hills with all these birds of prey and raptors, and they're said to be sky mammoths there. Sky mammoths and the winged lion hangs around the different hills, but most importantly there's a lot of gemstone hordes that hang around. Different gemstone leaders like to take over the Iron Beak Hills because of all the silver and cinnabar inside of them. And they set up mines, they use slaves to mine out the hills. It's terrible. So a lot of people get sent out to shut down the quarries, the gold gem or the gemstone quarries get shut down over there. You also got places like Quest Valley inside the Golden States, which is just kind of like you pay the Golden States a lot of money, and Quest Valley is like a training ground, and they send you on baby quests. Go deliver the rabbit food, find my lost goat, oh no, defeat some little fucking gross ass pulse bunnies hiding inside of my basement. Real baby stuff. You want the big boy stuff? Big boy? You're talking like Storm Desert. The Storming Desert hidden in the northwest. It's a desert hidden inside of two giant iron mountains. And inside of this desert, it's always storming. There's thunder coming down. There's lightning strikes all the time. People like to do races through it. People like, apparently there's a bandit group that hides out inside of the caves. I don't know about that. But the big myth I've always heard is that the Hydra Gorgon hides inside of the tallest thunder tornado inside of the whole desert. So if you go to the Storming Desert, you could potentially take down the Hydra Gorgon, essentially a raid boss of the area. Get renown, fame, get its loot. You know, you just gotta watch out for its lair. Each raid boss has its little lair, and it has their own moves, so be careful. Defeating the Hydra Gorgon, not easy, but doable. This is Grease Valley Radio, quest spots to you.
Back
come by the nymph hole tonight. Hey, it's the nymph hole, the classiest, best pub, best slash in this side of the broken world. Ayo, located at the entrance of Greasefire Forest, the north entrance of Greasefire Forest. You got the nymph hole. We come meet a quester, come meet your next your love. Ooh, you never know what you'll find this night. And then we got fae folk. All fae folk are welcome. Drink specials like the fairy bomb running till Thursday. Heyo, it's a lovely little pub, so make sure not to tell any of the rotted ones, or you know, I'll bop you on the head. I mean, keep this place nice and clean. It's the nymph hole. Come grab a drink tonight. Yeah, yeah, it's your boy here with a quest update. Give you an update on the squirrel quest. Give you an update on Gregory Talk and the energy fountain. We'll get to him real quick. We'll do the quick update on him first. So Sky City is in big trouble. Sky City, as the past couple weeks, has been dealing with a black lightning ward. Essentially just a giant cloud storm caught around the city and the mountain it's built on. And it's just kind of hovering there. It's been there for a week. Black lightning shoots down, thunder strikes anybody that's wearing metal. Just kind of consistent. Little tornadoes twisting through the town, picking people up. It's been pretty terrible. It's been happening ever since... more and more questers have been showing up for the wards, apparently, for the loot, so, I don't know, is this a backfire from the energy fountain? We'll see. It's been there for a couple weeks now, and it could pass any moment, but, Gregory Talk has felt the pressure and is now upgrading the loot through upgrade. Get 25 more batteries. 4 bottles of cloud water, and 1 veil of holy fuel. You heard it here, folks. You get that holy fuel. All you gotta do is locate the energy fountain and make a map to it. Bring it to Gregory Talk. Come on. But more importantly, let's get to the squirrel farmer. Let's get to Gibson. Gibson has a... Well, there's been a major update, let's just say that, and he is now going around town screaming and shouting about something called the Squirrel Spewer. He keeps saying the Squirrel Spewer is going around and is going to murder the whole town, and everyone's got to evacuate Grease Valley. Now, this is crazy person talk, obviously. I mean, could you trust anyone saying bullshit like that? And apparently, it's coming from Tobias the Puppy Tier. He found the cave. He found the cave that the beast is lurking in, and well, he came back without an arm and eye. He's wearing an eye patch nowadays. He's got a wood plank for an arm. It's just wiggling, wobbling around. They're gonna try and get him a nice little robotic attachment, but hard to come by these days. He's just in terrible condition, not looking good, and he's got a tail. He's got a tail of the squirrel spewing beast. It's a giant. He saw its big goat-dashed eyes in the cave. They're glowing, almost the 5 feet big eyes. He was staring at him, and all of a sudden he saw its ancient maw open up, and squirrels just start just hundreds of squirrels coming out of its mouth, just vomiting squirrels under the ground. The squirrels are all scarred up and disgusting and missing tails, running after motherfucking Tobias. And Tobias is like, run! I mean, good on him for the scouting skills, but what an ungodly creature, truly. He said its skin is glitter, its glitter scales all across. It's got the body of a lizard in the head of a hippo. It just vomits out squirrels. Now, they're saying it's threatening all of Grease Valley. I don't know, but it's definitely eating more and more squirrels, or recruiting squirrels into its system, or whatever's going on there. It's getting more and more powerful, so we're going to need to look out for any gold tier heroes. I'm talking any Elderwood heroes. I'm talking that fucking Eagle Scout hero. Hit me up, boy, because we need you. We need you if you specialize in vermin control. Come get the squirrel spewer out. It's got a big hippo head. It chomps down on anyone who gets near. It's terrible. Upgrade on the loot. Of course, you're gonna get 10 more batteries, 3 more barrels of grease, and 10 more packets of raisins. Apparently, he's willing to give up all of his raisins. He's putting all the raisins out there to get rid of that squirrel spewer and increase his industry. Ayo, that's your update. Yeah, yeah, I'm here with a new recipe. I got the mudfuck pie today. You wanna cook up a good mudfuck pie? Bake up the best kind of pie? Get all the love that you deserve. I'll be cooking one this weekend. Cause I got a date. Ooh, Bali got a new date this weekend. His name's Willem. He's very nice. He's a man. He's got plenty of grease barrels. Loves Schmeg. Is Schmeg friendly. So I'm liking how to see it goes. We're gonna go on a picnic by Sludge Lake, and then when hopefully if I could bring him home, I'll fill him up with a mudfuck pie, if you know what I mean. Really get him with that big ol' mudfuck pie. The way it bubbles and spews and just kind of, it's so romantic and people just love it. So it's kind of like a love potion, but no, without any pubes or any weird shit like that. Don't put your hair in this. Just make it, eat it with them, and then y'all will be in so full, but so ready to fuck. It'll be disgusting. So to start off, I want you to find the most mineral dense mud you can. Go around, search through the valleys, through back alleys, just search through whatever you need. This is a very personal experience. This is the personal part of the pie. You find the best mud you can. My tip is the more purple, the better. The purple mud equals great mud. I want you to go find that mud, bring it back in a bucket, and fill it into an old busted pie tin. Go find an old busted pie tin and put some graham crumble crust all around it. Fill the mud up in there. And once you got the mud and the crumbles in there, make sure to add a couple of spider egg sacks. It's really gonna tie it all together, fix the texture. It's gonna be the fat that the that really needs. You know, you gotta have your fat, acid, base, and salt in every meal. So that'll cover you there. Put a bunch of dirty sugar in there. The dirty sugar is another name for black salt. So, you know, it's pretty good. You get your salt in there. And a dash of curry powder, I've noticed, adds a lot of flavor. Give it a big old dash of curry powder. And then you're gonna go ahead and bake that over a barrel fire for, until it pops. It still starts bubbling. And then once it's bubbling, let it simmer for approximately 2 days, 48 hours, 36 to 48 is a good time period. Slow and low. And then just kind of, you have this perfect mushy warm dessert with happy crumble crunches inside. You get all the textures you need. You get all the love you need. What else do you want? This is Grease Valley Radio to you. Try it out. Wish me luck with Willem. Ooh. Yeah, yeah. Hey, it's been a great time. Thank you so much for sticking around. We've had a wonderful questing time. I've been reading over this Questmaster's Handbook, still considering it. I think I can make a good Questmaster if I really put my mind to it. Let's do a quick checkup. How's your smeg stash doing? I know my smeg stash has gotten a little low. It's been hard finding some fantastic new nugs because Mother Maddox's stuff has been like a little eh. It's good. It's good. Still get it, but you know, I'm used to some premium stuff. And when's the last time you cleaned your smeg pipe, huh? Go check that. I cleaned all three of mine this weekend. Oh, it was so good. They're so happy and clean. They say, thank you, Bali. And I say, thank you. I blow all the big puff clouds. How about your water and your companions? You making sure all your friends feel loved? What about your pets? Your pets need to feel that love. That's why you got them. They're your pet. They're your little companions. Look out for them. And to support your local arts. If you know anyone who's doing arts and they're your friend, probably support it. Even if it's terrible, just kind of give them your support. And then, you know, maybe one day they'll be really good. But support goes a long way. Ayo. And, yeah, you know, maybe I keep on reading this Questmaster's Handbook and keep learning more. Ayo. This has been your Grease Valley Radio. Support us on Patreon. Leave a review on Apple Podcasts. To follow the Twitter at Grease Valley Radio. We've also got our greasevalleyradio@gmail.com for voice acting opportunities. We got paid gigs. What's up? Hit us up, voice actors. This has all been created, produced, written, narrated, and edited by BBB, the big boy Bali, Sebastian Buderbaugh. Heyo. This is Grease Valley Radio to you.